From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Critical elections are being held in Europe today, the results of which could affect how the Eurozone fights the debt crisis. In France, polls suggest there will be a changing of the guard. Socialist challenger François Hollande seems poised to defeat incumbent President Nicolas Sarkozy. Hollande won the first round of voting last month. In Greece, voters appear ready to punish both major parties over the economy, and polls are also open today in Serbia. President Obama is offering a spirited case for his own re-election. He held a pair of campaign rallies, one in Ohio and another in Virginia this weekend. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that Mr. Obama says the country has come too far in the last 4 years to change course in November.
President Obama drew sharp contrast between his own agenda and that of Republican White House hopeful Mitt Romney. He argued that Romney's proposal for tax cuts on the wealthy and reduced government regulation would move the country back where it was in the years leading up to the financial crisis.
Ohio, I'm here to say that we were there, we remember, and we are not going back. We are moving this country forward.
The Obama campaign passed out blue placards emblazoned with the word forward. That's also the title of a new Obama campaign video. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Richmond.
Former New Mexico Republican Governor Gary Johnson has been chosen as the presidential nominee of the Libertarian Party. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Johnson easily captured the top spot on the party's ticket at its nominating convention in Las Vegas.
Gary Johnson left the Republican Party in January after dropping his bid for that party's presidential nomination following the Iowa caucuses. In Las Vegas, he won 70% of the Libertarian Party's votes, putting him on the ballot in all 50 states. Johnson has been a strong advocate of reforming the nation's drug laws. Johnson hopes to achieve 15% support in national polls, which would allow him to take part in next fall's presidential debates. David Wall, NPR News, Sparks, Nevada.
Former President Bill Clinton has recorded an audio message urging voters in North Carolina to oppose a proposed constitutional amendment that would define marriage as a union between a man and a woman.
It won't change North Carolina's law on marriage. What it will change is North Carolina's ability to keep good businesses, attract new jobs, and attract and keep talented entrepreneurs.
The ad will be pushed to the phones of North Carolina voters beginning tomorrow. Supporters say it would preserve the sanctity of marriage. North Carolina voters go to the polls on Tuesday. The former president's wife, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, is in India for 2 days of meetings with Indian officials. She's expected to urge India to make further reductions in imports of oil from Iran. The U.S. is trying to press Iran to comply with international demands over its nuclear program. India and China remain on a list of nations at risk of sanctions if they don't cut imports. This is NPR. The second attempt at prosecuting the admitted planner of the September 11th attacks and 4 others turned into a marathon that dragged into the night this weekend. The court hearing for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his 4 co-defendants should have taken a couple of hours. Instead, it lasted almost 13 hours, as the suspects appeared to be making an effort to stall the proceedings. Maureen Santora, who lost her firefighter son on 9/11, says the arraignment at Guantanamo Bay was frustrating.
The families all left feeling very frustrated that this was going to be a long, long journey, that we were going to have lots of interruptions, that we were going to have, you know, it was not going to be a swift and speedy trial.
Santora and other family members of 9/11 victims watched the arraignment on a closed circuit monitor in Brooklyn. In a last-minute move to the finish, the winner of this weekend's 138th running of the Kentucky Derby upset a top contender. Devin Katayama from member station WFPL in Louisville has more on this year's race.
Bodemeister was a favorite in this year's group of 20 thoroughbreds making the run for the roses. At 6-1 odds, he looked strong out of the gate and held the lead for most of the race. It wasn't until the final seconds that All Have Another and jockey Mario Gutierrez made their move.
All Have Another takes the lead in the Derby and up the line. All Have Another wins the Derby, a first winning ride for Mario Gutierrez.
All Have Another finished the 1¼-mile race in just over 2:01. It was trainer Doug O'Neill's first Derby victory.
And he came back and he's 3-for-3 this year and Maryland, here we come, baby.
Bodemeister finished a close second. Dolahan came in third. For NPR News, I'm Devin Katayama in Louisville.
This is NPR.